This year at ASCO, there was another meta-analysis also by a good group, and they showed that actually the platinum combinations are better, that the cisplatin combinations were the best, and Dr. Pujol was one of the authors who has done so many of these excellent meta-analyses, and they showed about a 12% advantage in survival. They showed a little bit more toxicity with the cisplatin-containing combinations, but the toxicity they classified as being quite acceptable. I don't know what their definition of acceptable is, but nonetheless, that's what they said. There have been now two meta-analyses in the past year looking at cis versus carboplatin with newer agents when you add the same newer agent plus either cis or carbo. And both of those have shown 12 to 15% survival advantages for cisplatin. One of them's by Hota, a Japanese meta-analysis. The other's by Zojwala, presented at ASCO. So if you put all that together, we really have knowledge that two-agent combinations appear to be the best, that although nobody particularly likes cisplatin, the survival results really do appear to be a little bit better with cis versus carbo or the platinum combinations versus non-platinum. These are all alternatives, but we have to recognize what the meta-analyses are showing at this time.
Right now, how does sort of the risk-benefit ratios break down from your point of view in the metastatic setting in terms of the various available doublets?
Well, when we think of the two drug combinations that are popular, really, there have not been conclusive evidence in repeated trials showing any one of these combinations to have a quality of life advantage over the others. There have been a few that have trended in that direction, but as a general rule, interestingly, there's no study that looks at quality of life that favors carbo over cis. It's easier for us to use as oncologists, but patients have not rated the carboplatin combinations as better.
From your point of view, do you think that that actually is true?
I do.
So literally in terms of what the patient experiences in terms of side effects, et cetera, you think is essentially equivalent cis versus carbo?
Yeah, I do. Basically, most of our regimens are not enormously different. Convenience of regimens has only a very modest effect on quality of life ratings by patients. Side effects, as long as they're in the same ballpark, really have overall only a very modest effect. It appears from looking at a whole variety of trials, what patients really concentrate on is whether they get true symptom relief and whether they feel better enough to really be convinced that they're going to live better and longer. And that's, I think, why we see such similar results in the comparisons, because our regimens are not very different. And I think that's why it is very difficult to be dogmatic to say that one two-drug regimen is heads and shoulders better than another.
Would you agree with the statement that I would bet most oncologists would agree with, which is, quote, carbo regimens are better tolerated than cis regimens?
I think it depends on your definition of tolerated. I think that, first of all, they're easier for us to give as oncologists. Less time in the chair, easier to give with less skill needed by the nurses, etc. Large randomized studies have shown that the acute emesis, when one adds the NK1 antagonist aprepitant to a 5-HT3 antagonist and corticosteroid in lung cancer, is 91% complete control. So really, this could only be a few percentage points different as far as that's concerned. There is more myelosuppression with the carboplatin, which is going to mean that you're going to have more problems in that way. But as far as fatigue is concerned, there's more with cisplatin. Because there is a small but twice demonstrated in meta-analysis difference in survival, my guess is there's a little more tumor kill with cis, just as there is in the laboratory. That doesn't mean that carbo is not more popular in the U.S. It is. It's not more popular in Canada. It's not more popular in Europe. But it is more popular in the U.S. I would say that it is, again, easier to give. But as far as patients looking at the cancer, looking at the side effects, etc., in very large trials like TAX-326 that had a quality of life, validated quality of life instrument prospectively given, there really were no particular differences between the cis and carbo.
I guess there's a difference between looking at a patient who's symptomatic from the tumor at the start of therapy.
Which is 97% of our patients are symptomatic at the start of therapy. So therefore, when I get a call to see a second opinion, a patient who's asymptomatic, man, it is a great day when that patient comes in who's really asymptomatic. I'm used to hearing statements, she's a nice person who is asymptomatic with the exception of her pain, with the exception of her cough, with the exception of her dyspnea. So it's a very rare patient who's asymptomatic.
Do you have the clinical impression that cyst-based regimens more commonly relieve symptoms?
There are some studies that indicate that, but I would have to say that looking closely at these regimens, the differences are small.